This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. New Mexico high schoolers are more than twice as likely to vape nicotine than use traditional tobacco products, according to the state's Department of Health. KUNM's Nash Jones reports a bill moving through the state legislature that would license tobacco in the state for the first time would also regulate e-cigarettes.
Vaping is linked to a national outbreak of lung injury. When 24 cases showed up in New Mexico over the last 6 months, Arian Showers, policy director at the state's Department of Health, says the agency needed to know more.
We definitely needed to regulate these products and understand who was selling them, what was actually inside of these cartridges, whether or not these products that were being sold were in childproof packaging or tampered with or contraband.
The Tobacco Products Act would make that information accessible by licensing anyone who manufactures, distributes, and sells tobacco and nicotine products in the state. It would also raise the minimum purchase age to 21, mirroring the new federal law and allowing the state to enforce it. Currently, a minor who smokes or vapes can face fines or community service. But Shower says criminalization is ineffective as a prevention strategy, so this bill would remove all criminal penalties for youth. Instead, it would focus on penalizing licensed retailers who sell to people under 21. Since several stakeholder agencies collaborated on the bill, Shower says if passed, it could be implemented quickly. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
Senate Bill 131 is scheduled to be heard in the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday. This story is part of the project Your NM Government. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation, the New Mexico Local News Fund, and KUNM listeners like you.